the end of June, world leaders, along with thousands of participants from governments, the private sector, NGOs, and other groups, will come together in Rio de Janeiro to shape policy on how to reduce poverty, advance social equity, and ensure environmental protection. The summit is taking place 20 years after the original Rio Earth Summit, which took place in 1992. The Catholic Overseas Development Agency, CAFAD, is one of the groups that will be participating in the conference. Christopher Will spoke to Sarah Weichs, CAFAD's lead analyst on environment and climate change.
We think it's quite an important event and it's an important opportunity, but more, I guess, to try and put poverty reduction and poor people's livelihoods at the centre of the debate about greening development, about moving to a more sustainable development model. That said, we don't have too high expectations that there will be very concrete outcomes from Rio in terms of changes, particular policy changes or commitments by governments. We think this is more going to be about producing a vision of what sustainable development might look like rather than coming out with specific objectives.
Is that something that's possible? I mean, are governments coming into this with a real commitment to try and find a path forward?
I think you're right in that there's, I think groups like us and our partners, our kind of expectations were quite low to start with, and they haven't necessarily got any higher. And there seems to have been a lot of dispute in the negotiations, and it's not clear what language will actually make it through to the final negotiating text. As you probably know, the text has ballooned to hundreds of pages, and there's now an attempt to cut it back down again. So it's not clear what actual decisions will come out, and there are different noises coming from different governments. But in terms of the two, there are two overarching themes. One is the green economy, and the other is the institutional framework for the post-MDGs, so where there will be new development goals developed after 2015. And we are more focused, I think, on trying to basically get our positions across in terms of the discussions that will take place in Rio. And obviously some of our partners will be there from Bolivia, from Latin America, and from the Philippines. So obviously we're hoping, I mean, they will also participate in the People Summit, for example. So it's we're seeing it more as, I mean, I think everybody's waiting, has a kind of wait and see approach to see what actually comes out in the final political declaration.
Now, does CAFAD and its partners have some specific points that you want to bring up at this conference?
We do. I mean, in terms of these two overarching themes of the green economy and the institutional framework for the post-MDGs, in terms of the green economy, we have some concerns about the use of the term green economy. We basically think that within that discussion, we would like to see very much a recognition and a focus on developing countries and the fact that developing countries have different specific needs in terms of greening their economies. They're different to developed economies, obviously. And we definitely think that the idea that green growth is good in itself, that any growth is good, is perhaps the wrong message. We definitely want to focus on promoting the right kinds of growth that will lead to more inclusion of poor people. So that's definitely our message there. That said, we're basically saying we need to support appropriate types of growth. So whereas you might say growth in renewables technology, the kind of low-cost technology that can help poor people in rural areas access energy, that would be desirable, whereas perhaps increasing growth in short-haul air travel for leisure, those kind of luxury activities, perhaps is less desirable. So policymakers basically need to have to target growth that would achieve real progress for the kind of partners that we work in terms of poverty reduction. Putting poor people at the heart of greening economies, I guess, is our message. And that also using measures like GDP in itself to measure well-being is really redundant now, and that we need to move beyond GDP and have much more sophisticated ways of measuring whether societies are becoming more equal, for example, whether poor people are being more included. So that would be our message on green growth. On the post-MDG framework, again, we think Rio is a real opportunity to put sustainable development and sustainability at the heart of poverty reduction. But we think there needs to be basically a transparent, inclusive process to work out what the framework and what any goals would be post 2015. So we're not actually necessarily in favour of specific sustainable development goals coming out of Rio. We would like to see any discussion around specific sustainable development goals basically being integrated into the post-MDGs discussion that's starting now, so that we don't have two parallel processes. And obviously, for us, making sure that there's meaningful consultation and meaningful engagement with civil society, particularly in the South, with our partners, for example, as part, you know, so they can really engage and be at the heart of that discussion. We think that's absolutely key. And then I guess finally, there is one initiative that we hope will be supported politically coming out of Rio, which is the Ban Ki-moon Sustainable Energy for All initiative, which has the goal of universal energy to access to modern energy services by 2030, and also has goals around increasing the amount of renewables in the energy mix and increasing energy efficiency. This is a personal initiative of Ban Ki-moon, who set up a high-level panel, and we're hoping that there will be at least political support given to the goals of that initiative at the Rio conference.
Okay, and let me ask you just one final question. The original climate change conference in Rio in 1992 was a UN conference on environment and development. This year's conference is a conference on sustainable development. Can you just explain a little bit what is the significance of that change from just plain development to sustainable development? What do we mean by that, and what does that mean for going forward?
Well, I guess for us it would mean that you can't really, unless we address this issue of living within these planetary boundaries. So obviously one huge challenge we have is the changing climate, which has been caused mainly by use of fossil fuels in industrialized countries and emerging economies. That unless we really make sure that economic development, social development happens while respecting those environmental boundaries, then basically we're not going to be able to move forward. So it's actually, you know, having this three pillars of sustainable development. So it's looking not just at economic development, but human development and the environment, and really treating those equally. So I guess that particularly with all the growing environmental threats that we have, like climate change and other environmental threats, there's a recognition that we're not going to get development unless we actually respect ecosystems.